grace of God, the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, we bless your name. We appreciate you. Let's pray for everyone that God has used. Let's agree with God that the virtue that has gone out be replenished. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for your servants. We thank you for their obedience. We thank you for their readiness to minister to you and to help us, O God, in prayer. Lord, we pray that you replenish them, that their strength be renewed like that of the eagle. We pray, O God, that you release your grace upon them, that they will never run dry, but Lord, they will continue to flourish like the tree that is planted by the riverside, that their leaves will not wither. And whatever they do, whenever they are called upon in your house, Lord, they will have seed to sow. In the name of Jesus, they be inspired, O God, even in the place of their personal prayer. Lord, they will experience increase. They will experience renewed strength. And for all of us that have stood in the gap, that have been praying and supplicating before you, we thank you that our strength is renewed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You are great. Yes, you are. Yes, Lord. You walked upon the sea, raised the dead. Oh, in a majesty, mighty God, everything written about you is great. You are great, you are great. Yes, you are holy God. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. Oh, yes, Lord. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. Yes, Lord, you are great, 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 you are great. You are great, you are great, you are great. Everything written about you is great. Father, we are amazed at how your word concerning one subject, one topic, can be found all over with examples, with demonstrations of how you give strength to your people. You are great, 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 oh Lord, you are. Let it sink in your spirit. You are great, you are great.
You
You are great, everything written about you is great. Father, we just ask that as we explore the depth of your greatness, as we give ourselves to your strength, Daddy, we will not be limited in our minds, will not be held back by our past experiences, but Lord, we will go in the strength that you are giving to us. We will go in this new strength. We will go in this power. We will go in this mind. And your name alone is exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. 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 It is good to have our sister Florence. We welcome you back. God bless you. The Lord himself honor you. Hallelujah. We trust God that everything went well. And God is awesome. Please come with me to Judges chapter 7 as we take the last segment of our prayers tonight. Hallelujah. It's good when the Lord takes over and He makes your notes be of no effect because He's at work. And I pray that you accept everything that God is doing. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, help me in this hour. Amen. Judges chapter 6, let me start from there, a few verses and we pray. From verse 11, hallelujah. Are we there? And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezeret, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Verse 14, And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Praise the Lord. In that prayers this night, we have read about God touching someone. We have read about God ministering to someone. But here, the Bible says, God looked upon Gideon. God looked at all the appearances of his weaknesses. God looked beyond the physical appearance into his mind, into his soul, the fear, the anxiety, the trepidations, the disappointments of Gideon. And in spite of it all, God said, He will go and do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord looked upon Modukpe and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel. You save the United Kingdom from the hand of the enemy. You save men, you save women. Have I not sent you? You're going to put your life securely into the hands of God for the next level of work that He wants to do in you. All the excuses of the past, the limitations of paper or no paper, the limitations of your neighbors or no neighbors, God is going to discount those excuses because He's the one sending you. He's the omnipotent God. He's the omnipresent God. He's the omniscient God. And God said, Have I not sent you? And on that note, God began to raise men in the land. And it is amazing that even in that same land where men had been hiding, today we call forth every soul that has been in hiding, that you will be presented before the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Gideon was able to raise 10,000 men ready to fight the Midianites. And he took the God of heaven to begin to scale them down. And God was not looking at their size, He was looking at their heart. He said, "Let the fearful ones, let them go and sit down." I want us to rise up. That the fear that would disqualify us from making the first 300, God will take away fear in the name of Jesus. Amen. The fear that heaven will look at and say, "This one does not qualify you for where I'm taking you." Lord, I dislodge that fear in the name of Jesus. The fear that the heaven will look at and say, "This one is not ready to be promoted." That will make God to say, "This one is not ready for the elevation." They will say, this one is not ready for the ministry. This one is not ready for this financial breakthrough. This one is not ready for this miracle. God, I dislodge that fear from my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I say by your mercy, separate me from the fear that will inhibit my growth, the fear that will inhibit my promotion. By your mercy, I am ready to go in your strength. I know, God, that your power is able to deliver. Lord, by your mercy, I say, look into my life. Lord, look into my thinking. Look into my mind. And Lord, wherever fear may be lodging, the one I know, the one I don't know, by your spirit, oh God, I say, take me to the water brook and dislodge the fear. Dislodge the fear. Dislodge the weakness. Dislodge the weakness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, by your mercy. By your mercy. By your mercy. Lord, let there be, oh God, even an assurance and a confidence in my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, by your mercy, fear will not disqualify me. Because I'm able to go up and take the next level. I'm able to go up and take the territories. I'm able to go up and win the battle. I'm able to go up and take the, oh God, opportunities. Lord, I dislodge fear that will keep me from not taking the opportunities. That will hinder me from following the plan of God. That will hinder me from rising above every limitation. Lord, I say fear. I separate myself from you by the blood of the Lamb. Because perfect love casts out fear. There is no fear in love. I am loved of God. I am loved of God. And God's love casts out fear. Let the love of the Father dislodge fear even from my heart, from my thoughts. Fear be dislodged. I disown you. I disown you. I disown you. Because heaven is looking on me. I am in line to rise up. I'm in line to go up. I am in line to be used of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Reketeriba sandaria. Hubaye bobobobodia basandaria. Eke yebo shidaria basotoria. Reke kekekerebo sodoria. Yeketerima sandaria basodoria. Lord, by your mercy, by your mercy, O God, by your mercy, O God, by your mercy, let fear get out of my heart. Get out of Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Fear, get out of our men. Get out of our women. Fear, get out of the singles. Get out of the youths. Fear, get out of the children. God has given us victory. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, but of love, and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Gideon of himself, God was able to gather 100,000 men. God reduced them. He reduced them again. Just come with me to chapter 7. Amen. Chapter 7 and the verse 2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. From 32,000, only 10,000 remained. Fear. You're going to pray over our children. They have been prayed over. That our children will not entertain fear. Amen. They will have the fear of God. Amen. They will have the reverential fear of God. But they will not be limited by fear. Amen. By the mercy of the living God, fear will not paralyze them. Amen. Every gift and grace of God upon our children, we call them forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, every grace, every gift, every skill that you have deposited, every ability, every opportunity that you have, O God, ordained for them, we pray that fear will not hinder them. They will not be paralyzed by fear. Lord, they will live above, O God, every element of fear. Only the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, will be their portion. They will be strong. They will be strong in the name of Jesus. We call forth valor out of our male children. We call forth valor out of our maidens in the name of Jesus Christ. They will not be hoodwinked in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we pray for our children, we pray for our youths. They are in the stage where they need to make decisions. They can use the limitations of their understanding. But God will help them even to make the right choices. We want to pray over our youths that in this time of their youth, they will choose God. The Bible says, remember now the Lord in the days of your youth. We want to ask God. There is capacity in our children to choose God. Wherever they go, whatever the world is throwing at them, they will be steadfast, unmovable, and say, we choose God. The fear of their friends, the fear of what the society will think of them will not keep them from choosing God. Pray in the name of Jesus. God, we commit our youth into your hand, that they will go in your might against all the wiles of the enemy, against all that the world is offering them, against all that their friends are offering them, be it drugs, be it, oh God, sexual immorality, be it, oh God, even every promiscuity, Lord, every little choices, my small-mindedness, Lord, we pray against it. We say that our children, our youth, will only have the fear of the Lord. And with the fear of the Lord, they will make the right choices. They will make choices that will lead them into higher places. Choices that will make them to reign as kings and priests. Choices that will make them, oh God, to be looked upon and looked up to in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, these choices of Joseph, the choices that David made, the choices that Esther made, the choices, oh God, that Daniel made, Lord, bestow upon our youths, Lord, that they will be outstanding in their generation. Lord, we come against the fear of friends. We come against the fear of society. We come against the fear, the wrong fears that make people to compromise. We pray that you uphold them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Powerful choices. Powerful choices. I'm not going to be able to go into the details, but I've seen youths that they have been corrupted by what they watched. And all of a sudden, their mind is saying to them, actually, you should not be a boy. The wrong association, wrong influences. But there is strength to say, I was born a boy, I remain a boy. Amen. There is strength in our youth to say, I was born a girl, I remain a girl. There is strength for them to say that transgender life is not my lifestyle. Lord, we pray that you infuse in our youths, you infuse in our children the strength to make righteous choices, the strength for righteousness. For righteousness will exalt our children. Your righteousness will make them to be above and not below. Your righteousness will make the generation to look up to them. Lord, infuse our youth with your strength. Infuse our children with your strength. Lord, infuse them, O God, with strength for moral choices. Lord, we cry out, O God, that they will say no to drugs. They will say no to spies. They will hate evil. And they will hate every moral choices. Our children, O God, they will vote and stand with Jesus. Lord, by your mercy, you will protect them. You will protect their mind because of your strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray for our singles. I think one of our Brother Sunday said, it's difficult for someone to be matured and stay alone. But there is strength in it. It was that strength that helped Mary to be able to become the mother of our Lord Jesus. Well, in the time of waiting, there is preparation for opportunity. Hallelujah. There is grace to stay in the state that God will want you to be until he perfects what he's doing. We are standing in the gap by the mercy of the living God that our singles will not be corrupted. They will not be hoodwinked by time. Time will not be an enemy for their waiting. By the mercy of God, God will honor them. As many as are waiting on the Lord, as many as are trusting the Lord, even for their time to come, their time of celebration, their time of wedding, Jehovah, we pray, let your strength be given to them. Give them the capacity to wait on you. For none in this house shall lack his mate. None in this house will lack her mate. Lord, they will not be rushed, O God, to make wrong decisions. Lord, they will walk in the step of Jehovah. And Lord, you will honor their waiting. Jehovah, you will honor their waiting. Lord, you will honor their waiting. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we bless your name. Because as oaks of righteousness, Daddy, they will not bend to a wrong wind. They will not be forced to bend by the wrong wind. In the name of Jesus, they will not bend to the will of the flesh. They will not bend to the lust of the flesh. They will not bend to the lust of the eyes. They will not bend to the pride of life. They will not even bend to another person's calendar. They will not bend to another person's opinion. Lord, but they will stand tall as oaks of righteousness. The strength for oaks to stand. The strength to withstand the storm. The strength to withstand, O God, even the emotions. Lord, we pray that you infuse them. And in your honor, Lord, you will lift them out of being singles to be married. Because that is your will. Lord, you have said, O Lord, that among us none shall lack his mate. And we believe that none will lack her mate. We say in this season of strength, Lord, you will bring connection, divine connection, that will give glory to your name in the name of Jesus. Your promises, O God, will not return to you empty. We bless you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said to Gideon in verse 5, and God said, so he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon the knees to drink. People did not know what God was going to do. God said to Gideon, the ones that lap water like a dog, put them to one side. The ones that bend down, because it's natural that if you want to drink, you bend down. But God was looking for people who are ready for the supernatural. People who are ready for the miraculous. People who can allow God's business to be uppermost in their mouth. Sometimes we want to serve God in our conveniences. And by the time God judged between the two, the people that kneeled down to drink, they didn't qualify. They were too conscious of their convenience. I'm going to pray for myself. I pray you pray for yourself. Daddy, don't let convenience take me out of the race. Oh, I can't go now. Am I the only one? Ah, God, don't let convenience take me out of the race. Lord, give me strength for the extraordinary. Give me your strength for the supernatural. Give me your strength, oh God, by your mercy to do the things that are beyond my ability. In the name of Jesus Christ, don't let convenience take me out of the race. I'm running a race to meet my Redeemer. I am running a race to make it, oh God. I'm raising a race for eternity. Don't let convenience corrupt my race. Don't let convenience corrupt my race. Lord, don't disqualify me because I'm looking for what is convenient. I'm looking for what others are doing. I'm considering what my brother is doing. I'm thinking about how my sister would do it. God, help me to go in your strength. The strength with which you sent Gideon. You said, go in this your might. Lord, give me that wisdom. Lord, give me that capacity to be among those that lap water. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we depend on you. Help our men. Help our women. Help the singles. Help the youths. Help the children. Help the pastors. Help the leaders. Lord, help the ministers. Help every leader of every department. Help the leaders of our ministries. Lord, that we will be a church that are lapping water, that we are not depending on the convenience, on how comfortable we are. But Lord, we are about our Father's business. We are walking in season and out of season. We are provoking the help of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, how we need you to run this race, that your joy will become our strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your joy become our strength, because we cannot run it in our strength. We cannot run it in our strength. We need the strength to outrun the chariots of Ahab. I need the strength to outrun the chariots of Ahab. Lord, I need the strength to outrun the chariots of Ahab. I need the strength to outrun the chariots of Ahab. Lord, bestow upon me the strength to outrun the chariots of Ahab. Many people have gone ahead of me, but I thank you that there's room to overtake. In this strength, oh God, I will overtake, oh God. I will recover all. Everything that appears to have gone ahead of me, I receive the strength. I receive the strength to overtake and to recover all. I receive the strength to pursue, to overtake, and to recover all. Yes, I strengthen myself in you. I strengthen myself in you academically. I strengthen myself in you financially. I strengthen myself in you morally. I strengthen myself in you medically. I strengthen myself in you spiritually. I strengthen myself in you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I bless your name that we can do all things through you that strengthens us. We are in that phase, oh God. When you put ideas in our mind, they will be done. In the name of Jesus, we have come out of the zone of hesitation. We have come out of the zone of hesitation. We have come out of the zone of calculation. We have come out of the zone of comparing. Lord, we're in this zone, oh God, of doing what the Lord puts in our hearts to do. For the Lord will strengthen us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I want you to think about the things you are going to be doing, because the strength of God has come upon you. Just close your eyes and look into the realm of ability, the realm of possibility, the realm of opportunity. Lord, thank you that we can do all things. Begin to recall before God those things that you have put aside because you became weak, because you did not have the strength to do them. Those proposals, those ideas, those things you wanted to pursue, but you put them on the shelf because of lack of strength. I want you to begin to prophesy over them. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I want you to announce it to those situations. I'm coming off after you. You are done. Even in this night vigil, you are done. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm coming after you in renewed strength. I'm coming after you in renewed strength. For the strength of the Lord is released upon me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Please open your Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. I really congratulate God. I congratulate you in God because of your testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because strength is released into your heart. Strength is released into your mind. Strength is released into your association for capacity to do the things that God himself has spoken to you about and spoken over this house. Every word of God from the anniversary pronounced over this house, we see them done. We are not hesitating. We are not calculating. We are going forth in the strength of Jehovah. Every family, every plan that God has put in your heart in the year 2017, your three prayer requests, that one has been done and remains two, or it appears as if you've not even received any answer. I speak strength. I speak strength. I speak strength. In the name of Jesus, where you need help, let help come. Where you need help, let help come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare by the mercy of God, none of your three requests will be carried forward into 2018. I say the year 2017 will yield its strength to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Let someone read it in the name of Jesus. That is why.
We never give up.
Mm-hmm.
Though our bodies are dying.
Oh God.
Our spirits are being renewed every day.
In the name of Jesus. We want to pray concerning. I read this week from the World Health Organization talking about the predisposition of the cells in the body to carry genetic disorders, or for the body to be attacked from outside, or for the body to attack itself, the immune system to attack itself. You are going to rise up. You are going to raise up your hands to heavens, and you are going to say, Lord, thank you for strengthening these hands. My hands, you have been strengthened. My hands, you are strengthened. You are strengthened in the power of the Most High God. I connect with the power of God, the healing power of God, by the mercy of the living God. Thank you, Father, for infusing my hand with strength. Lord, I bless your name. That strength is released into my hands, O God, by your power and your authority, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul said, for this reason, that is why we don't faint. Even though our outward man is perishing, our inner man is renewed, is strengthened day by day. You are going to put that hand that's been strengthened upon your life, and you are going to speak into every cell in your body that strength is released to you. Strength to fight against sickness. Strength to fight against diseases. You will not accept any abnormal growth. There will be no abnormality, no disorder in my blood, in my bone, in my flesh. I release the strength of God that my body, you are not predisposed to sickness. My body, you are not predisposed to genetic disorder. My body, you are not predisposed to any system failure. You are not predisposed to abnormal growth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release strength into every cell in my body. You are not allowed, you are not permitted to accept any attack from the environment. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak strength into my body. I speak strength from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Be strengthened. You are strengthened. You are strengthened. You are strengthened. My blood, you are strengthened. My bones, you are strengthened. My flesh, you are strengthened. My eyes, you are strengthened. Oh, by the mercy of the living God, I walk in good health. I walk in good strength. I walk in good strength. I walk in authority. I walk in renewed youth. I walk in renewed youth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, O God, that our hands are anointed. Lord, there is power. O God, strength is renewed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jehovah Shaddai. For by this same power that raised Christ from the dead, our spirit man is being quickened. Our mortal body is quickened. For the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is at work to quicken our mortal bodies. Is at work to quicken our mortal bodies. We will not give room even to sicknesses and diseases. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you that concerning Moses, it is written that his eyesight was not dim and his natural frame was not abated. Lord, we thank you, Jehovah, that strength is released upon us. Our bread and our water is blessed, for we have made the choice to serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord and he will bless our bread and our water and take sicknesses and diseases away from our bodies. Father, is there anyone that is waiting upon medical results? Tonight we receive the results. Your report says we are healed. Your report says we are healed. The report of the Lord says we are healed. And so it's confirmed in Jesus' name. Your report says we are strong. And so it is in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We still have two more prayer points as we are going to be rounding up. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3. Yes, Anela, I want you to read that. Thank you for picking the scripture. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3. Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Start from verse 2. Hallelujah. And verse 3. Are you there?
Pray too that we will be rescued from wicked and evil people.
Amen.
For not everyone is a believer.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one.
Amen. Yes.
4.
Yes, that's fine. You can read verse 4. Okay. Yes.
And we are confident in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul was saying to the church in Thessalonians that because not all men are believers, or not all men are Christians, not all everyone believes who you believe, there is wickedness in the world. But he said, there is God who will deliver you. Amen. He will establish you and keep you from evil. He will strengthen you and keep you from evil. He will touch you. He will separate you from evil. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to pray concerning our families. Sometimes you don't even know who you are living with. With all that is happening, bombs everywhere. People are using their homes to perpetuate evil. You don't know who your neighbor is, who has moved into your community. But God is able to keep you from evil. People are using cars that should be carrying people to kill people. But God will keep you from evil. You are going to plead the bloodline of Jesus. That by the mercy of God, there will be, this evil will not come near our dwelling. It has been written and it is established that God will keep us from evil. He will deliver us from every evil that is going on in the world. Even nature is crying. Nature is groaning. Mudslide in Sierra Leone. Mudslide here and there. God, you will keep us from evil. Jesus taught us to pray. Deliver us from evil. I hope you can pray. I hope you can pray. You don't even know who you are walking with. You don't know what is going through their mind. God, by your mercy, deliver us from evil. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ against every evil plot, against every evil imagination, against every evil cell, every terrorist cell, every oppressive cell. Lord, we pray that we be separated, that our families be separated, that your church be separated. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Jesus prayed that God will keep us from evil. Lord, these are the days, oh God, when evil is rife. Lord, we pray that you separate us in our going out and our coming in, that we be separated from evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, from the neighborhood where we are dwelling, Lord, separate us from evil. Lord, because we bear the mark of the Lord, let no one trouble us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, Father. We bless your name, that Lord, your hand is upon us. He's upon our children. He's upon the men. Your hand is upon the women. Your hand is upon the singles to deliver us and to keep us from evil. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I just want us to, even as we pray against evil, let's come to 2 Kings chapter 6. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 6. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know the story is about the king of Assyria ascending soldiers against Elisha. Because of time, I just want us to take this. It's already in the morning, but that is good. It's the way the Lord has led us. 2 Kings chapter 6. And I read from verse 11. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. And he said, go and spear where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And he was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he hither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. The name of Elisha was mentioned, his habitation was mentioned, and the enemy targeted him. Hallelujah. So because of one man, the whole city was besieged. You are going to continue in prayer against evil manipulation, against evil orchestration, against the plots and the plans of the wicked one. That by the mercy of the living God, by the strength of God, your name will not be mentioned in the camp of wickedness. Amen. Your habitation will not be visited by evil. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus Christ that because of the help of Jehovah, you are not to be mentioned. Your name is forbidden. Your name is forbidden. Your habitation is forbidden from being mentioned in the camp of the wicked one. That even if they think of it, the fire of God will destroy that camp. Where even if they ponder upon it, even if they imagine it, the fire of the Most High God will disrupt their meeting, will destroy their network. In the Jesus Christ, that their horses and their great hosts will not come against your dwelling. The God of heaven, he will defend you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that we be protected from every ganging up, every conspiracy of the wicked one. We pray that we be fortified against every orchestration of evil in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless you and we honor your name. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to hear your amen.
Amen.
If you're in agreement, shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible continues that when the servant of Elisha, when he saw the host that came against them, fear gripped him. He was not as strengthened as Elisha. And he asked, "My master, what shall we do?" And Elisha didn't ask him to go and look for armor. He said, "God, open his eyes that he may see." Because when he saw, strength came. When he saw, rest came. When he saw, he was assured of victory. I want you to pray every time, oh God, don't let my eyes be closed. Amen. Concerning your protection around me. Lord, help my eyes to be open. Enlighten my eyes that I will not sleep the sleep of death. I will not walk in weakness. I will be assured, whether at work or on the road. Lord, help our children that they will have the confidence that the presence of God is with them, that the host of heaven is with them. They will not be intimidated. They will not think they are outnumbered. I will never think that there are more against me. I will know that one, even one with God, is a majority. I will be strengthened. I will be confident that God is on my side. God is on the side of every family in this house. God has got our battle in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your Bible, that scripture. We're going to take it as we round up. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. Hallelujah. Wherever you find Elisha, just put your surname, your family name, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. Children, you can say this with us. Hallelujah. Wherever you find Elisha, put your family name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Let's go. And their dear fathers prayed and said, "I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about their defilers. Their horses, hallelujah, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire round about their defilers, round about their defilers, round about the Mombesharas, round about the Indibs. I want you to put your name. The horses, the mountains are already full of horses and chariots of fire round about their Dekwigbas, round about the Otis, round about the Akinpelus, the Ajays, Lord, round about the Okubanjos, round about the Owusus, round about the Ogbums, round about, oh God, the Mormons. The mountains are full. They are full. They are full. Round about our households. Round about Sister Mercy Nehiwese and her family. Round about Sister Lucy and her family. Round about, oh God, the Amodayos. The mountains they are full of horses and full of chariots to defend us, to fortify us, to help us, to defeat the enemies. They are full. Oh God, because of your mercy, they are full, oh God, around the Kilankos, around the Dattes, around the Mafidons, around Brother James and his family, the Bulwars. The mountains are full, oh God, around, oh God, even Statuli and her family, around Brother Benga and his family, around the Sholabis. The mountains are full around the Okakus, around the Shobandes. And Lord, the mountains are full. the horses and chariots of fire to fight our battle, to defend us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we go in this strength, knowing, Father, that we are never alone. Around the Guedes, Lord, the mountains are full. Around the Afenios, around Sister Tina and her family, the mountains are full. Around Brother Day and his family, the mountains are full of horses and chariots of fire. Lord, by your mercy, Lord, open our eyes. Open the eyes of our children, that we do not go in our strength, but we go in the strength of Jehovah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. And we know that they never had to fight, because Elisha knew who he was walking for and who he was walking with. I hope that by the grace of God, God is our refuge and our strength. There are things that God will keep us from. It will be a refuge. There are things he will allow us to go through, but we will manifest the strength of Jehovah. I decree over your life, by the mercy of the living God, that the strength that holds the pillars of the earth holds you in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength, the pillar, the God who is the strength of your life, he cannot be compared to any other. I declare over your life that even as you go forward in the year 2017, your ankles are strengthened, as it has been spoken over you already. I declare by the mercy of the living God that weakness is giving way to strength. I declare by the mercy of God that financially you are strengthened, even to go and possess that which God has written for you as inheritance. You are strengthened medically to shed away every cell that is weak and to receive renewed strength. Your youth is renewed by the mercy of the living God. In the hand of the Lord, you are a mighty man of valor. Everything that has intimidated you, that has made you to hide, everything that has kept you in hiding, God is fighting the battle and is making you to be known in the name of Jesus Christ. By the help of the living God, where people have mocked you, where people have laughed at you, where people have compared your blessing to their blessing, and they thought that you are a non-starter, I speak over your life. By the end of September, you will be showing forth the miracles of God. You will be shining forth the glory of God. You will be making the noise of God, even the testimony of the Lord, to be heard in your household. In the name of Jesus, the doors of mercy are opened over you. The doors of mercy are opened over you. The doors of mercy are opened over you. The steps that you took you could not take, today you begin to leap. Today you begin to run. Today you begin to glorify God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who art thou, great mountain, standing before Zerubbabel? Because of renewed strength, you become plain ground. In the name of Jesus. We speak over the assembly in Swindon and Watchfield. You will no longer be few, for God is sending laborers to you, and God is ministering increase to you. We speak to the church in North Oxford. You will no longer be few, for God is sending laborers to you. God is sending increase to you. We speak to the church in Cowley. You will no longer be few, for God is sending laborers to you. God is sending people to you. Increase has come in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are grateful that in every department there is supernatural increase. There is a zeal to serve the Lord. Everyone whose feet has been feeble, everyone whose hand has been hanging, Lord, we speak strength to your servant. Give your strength to your servant, that we may serve you acceptably. That if we need to lap water, we will lap water. We will be about our Father's business. God's work will not suffer in our hands. In the name of Jesus, we command the army of Gideon to arise. To arise into the purpose of God. To arise into the place of God. To arise with the might of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless your name. For because of us, this city will not be invaded. Wherever we are dwelling, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. That because of our dwelling places, there is no room for terrorists. Lord, they will not be able to settle. By the mercy of the living God, they will not consider our territory. For we have taken the ground for Jesus. And as you walk your street, begin to declare that there is no space, no room, no bungalow, no terrace house, no semi-detached house, no detached house that will be occupied by terrorists, that will be occupied by workers of evil, that because of your presence, that environment is not habitable in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare the same over our assemblies. We declare the same over Cowley, over Swindon and Watchfield, over North Oxford. We will not be destabilized in the name of Jesus. Lord, up to Banbury, wherever your people are dwelling, we declare our habitation safe. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let's thank God for answers to prayers. Let's believe God that these answers, the Bible says God will do more than we could ever think, ask, or imagine. Hallelujah to Jesus, for you are to walk in us, to will and to do your good pleasure. Thank you for giving us strength. Thank you, Father, for fueling our spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you for the declaration. Thank you for the prophecies. Thank you for sealing it up with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.